A new survey out today reveals widespread housing problems among families with disabled children. Of the 3,000 parents who took part in the study, 90% reported at least one significant difficulty with their homes. Help is meant to be available from local authorities, including funding from Disabled Facilities Grants to adapt homes, but families say they are finding this help isn't available or isn't enough. The study from the Joseph Rowntree Foundation was carried out by researchers at the University of York, and I'll be talking to one of its co-authors, Bryony Beresford, in a moment. But first, I've been hearing about the housing problems that families with disabled children can face. Jackie Hughes told me the story of what happened to her daughter.
My daughter Sally is 17. She is a very active child. She enjoys shopping. She likes swimming, going out shopping, and particularly keen on Robbie Williams. She's also got severe learning difficulties and autism. Because of her autism, Sally doesn't really understand about some of the dangers that there may be. And one of the things that we found that she started doing, it's often talked about as challenging behaviour, was actually banging when she got frustrated and banging on glass. Of course, what she found was that we responded to that because we were worried about her being hurt. What she didn't understand was that she was real risk of hurting herself. We were very worried about this and talked to our key worker and discussed it with social services. The occupational therapist who'd given us a lot of support had advised us that what we needed to do was to put toughened glass into the windows so that they wouldn't break.
And when you put in, as it were, these requests for toughened glass, did you get anywhere with them?
No, because we were told, as it was discretionary, we couldn't have any financial help with the toughened glass. So what we did was we replaced when we could afford rather than when Sally needed it. And that did mean that she actually, on one occasion, put a hand through the window when she smashed it.
So what you feared came true. She did harm herself. Bryony Beresford, you're co-author of the study that's out today. How sort of typical are those stories that we've just heard from Jackie?
Those are typical stories, and what our report has been able to show for the first time very clearly is Jackie's experience is a housing issue as well, and it's not just an access issue in terms of wide doorways and ramps. That's important for some families, but there's other disabled children out there who have different housing needs that are really have not been recognised in the past.
Well, what sort of needs? What are the key problems here facing these families?
Well, as Jackie pointed out, safety is a key issue, safety in terms of safety inside the home and also having a safe and secure garden, somewhere where those children can go and play like any other child. Other issues are in terms of the location of the home, again something that's not particularly considered when an assessment of housing need is done. If a family lives on a very busy road, if there's very difficult neighbours, that can make what might be quite suitable housing very unsuitable because of the location it's in.